You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on June 6th, 2024. And this week we're talking about the first Pride March in recorded history. These marches have become all too common in our society. As the practice of homosexuality has become more normalized, we see people around the country accept, celebrate, and promote it, especially during what has become known as Pride Month. Yet, long before the push to accept homosexuality in this country, there was another march in the city of Sodom that led to God destroying that city and its inhabitants. We're going to talk about that today. For links to some related material, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/060624. Now for our discussion this week. We're going to be looking at a passage in Genesis chapter 19. Prior to the account that we're going to be reading, the people of Sodom had already been identified as being wicked exceedingly and sinners against the Lord in Genesis 13 and verse 13. God told Abraham that he was going to destroy the city because their sin was exceedingly grave, as it says in Genesis 18 and verse 20. Let's notice what the text says after two angels, who came in the form of men, arrived in the city to rescue Lot and his family. Before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, surrounded the house, both young and old, all the people from every quarter. And they called to Lot and said to him, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may have relations with them." But Lot went out to them at the doorway and shut the door behind him and said, "Please, my brothers, do not act wickedly. Now behold, I have two daughters who have not had relations with man. Please let me bring them out to you, and you do to them whatever you like, only do nothing to these men, inasmuch as they have come under the shelter of my roof." But they said, "Stand aside." Furthermore, they said, "This one came in as an alien, and already he is acting like a judge. Now we will treat you worse than them." So they pressed hard against Lot and came near to break the door. But the men reached out their hands and brought Lot into the house with them and shut the door. They struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves trying to find the doorway. Let's notice some similarities between the Pride marches today and the march of the men of Sodom against the house of Lot. First, they corrupted the youth so that they would join them. Notice who was involved in that march in Sodom to the house of Lot. It was the men of Sodom, both young and old. That was not some unimportant incidental detail. The younger generation learned this behavior from the older generation. When it comes to the practice of homosexuality, no one is born that way. After all, if that was how this came about, how would that trait ever be passed on to the next generation? This is a learned behavior, but it is not a natural behavior. Paul pointed this out when he wrote to the Romans in Romans 1, verses 26 and 27. "For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions. For their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way, the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another. Men with men committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error." Besides what Paul said there and other passages of scripture as well, the natural world around us shows that this behavior is unnatural or is contrary to nature. But today, advocates for homosexuality target children. You can see this in the push that is made in the government school system. You can notice during Pride Month the companies and brands that target children and how they go out of their way to celebrate this behavior. We need to be teaching our children the truth about these matters. Paul said in Ephesians 6 and verse 4, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." Don't neglect this training and let the education system or the entertainment industry take over for you. They are diligently trying to normalize what is unnatural and sinful. Children can be very impressionable, and we need to protect them from that. Second point is that their entire outlook was shaped by sexual deviancy. As soon as someone new came to town in Sodom, their first thought was to abuse them in order to fulfill their sexual desires. It said in the text, before they lay down, the men of Sodom were beating on the door, demanding that the men be sent out to them. There was no restraint. There was no sense of self-control. There was no regard for the well-being of others. Paul in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 19 spoke of those whose God is their appetite. They were zealously devoted to fulfilling their own desires. And in the case of Sodom, these were sexual desires. Today, our society has promoted the idea that one's sexual desires or preferences or activity is the chief characteristic of that person, that it's what makes them who they are. However, homosexuality is a behavior that one can, just as they choose to engage in it, they can give it up. We see this with the Corinthians that Paul wrote to in his first letter to them, where he said, "Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God." There were some in Corinth who were Christians who used to engage in those behaviors that he talked about, including homosexuality, but they gave that up. Jesus said that some would refrain from sexual activity for the sake of the kingdom in Matthew 19 and verse 12. "For there are eunuchs who were born that way from their mother's womb, and there are eunuchs who were made eunuchs by men, but there are also eunuchs who made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. He who is able to accept this, let him accept it." That took dedication. But it was not impossible. Paul said in Ephesians 5 and verse 12 that there are some things that are shameful or disgraceful to even speak about. Yet for many people in our society, those things that are shameful and wrong are the things that they have determined are the defining characteristics of who they are. Their identity is wrapped up in sexual behavior that is contrary to the will of God. It's true today, just as it was in Sodom. And then third, they charge the one who did not condone their behavior as judging them. For all his faults, Lot is to be commended for standing up to the mob and defending the visitors who came to his house. Yet the men of Sodom threatened him because he was, in their words, judging them, where they said, "This one came in as an alien, and already he is acting like a judge. Now we will treat you worse than them." The same charge is made today. Christians are seen as judgmental because they identify sin as sin and refuse to celebrate what God plainly condemns. But in reality, the Word of God is actually what is judging these individuals. Hebrews 4 and verse 12 says, "For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." And when we teach the word of God, we are not just trying to condemn sinful behavior. We are also trying to turn people from their sins so they can be saved. James 5 and verse 20 says, "Let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins." Yet those who have no interest in repenting and submitting to the will of God, they will hate those who proclaim the word of God. Jesus says in Amos 5 and verse 10, "They hate him who reproves in the gate, and they abhor him who speaks with integrity." Our society celebrates sexual deviancy, including homosexuality. And not only are they celebrating this, but they are actively promoting it to the next generation. We need to be aware of this and teach our children while also neutralizing or, as much as possible, eliminating that wicked influence against them. People may accuse us of being judgmental because of that, but we need to be more concerned with what God thinks of us anyway. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Hope you found this to be helpful. For links to some related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/060624. If you have a moment to rate and review the podcast or share it with others who may be interested, that is always appreciated. And if you're listening to this, remember that we also upload video versions of the podcast to the Plain Bible Teaching YouTube channel. So if you prefer to watch this on video, then that option is there for you. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can see the other videos we post here from time to time. And if you see a news story or have some topic that you think would make for a good discussion here on the podcast, send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.